Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. Are you able to hold the line or is this an emergency? Are you able to hold the line or is this an emergency? Thank you, won't be a minute. Thanks.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for
holding. This is Kiri speaking. How can I help you? Yeah, sure. Yep. Yep. Fully weaned, definitely fully weaned, because we do need to put them under an anaesthetic to have their microchip implanted, and they will need to have a health check done prior to doing the anaesthetic. So whether or not that can be done on the same time as providing that he's passed the health check. Okay. No, we don't do leg rings or anything here. We do prefer microchipping as a form of permanent ID. We don't do any of the leg rings here. A microchip is implanted into the pectoral muscle, so you don't actually physically see it or anything like that. How many, is it just the one bird that you're looking at having done, or three? Okay. Yeah, so I guess it's knowing who's who, if there's a form of identifying, is good. But, with the microchipping, it's more like you scan them and they'll have their own individual microchip number themselves. But, yeah, you won't physically be able to see it. Yeah. So what we get you to do is fill out a form, which we then lodge on the database. We use the Australasian Animal Registry here, all those details that you put on, which would be the name and the species and things like that, is all lodged onto the database. So if they were to get out, escape, or you unsell them or whatever, all those details are on there with that particular number. No, and like rings can be problematic. They can get them caught. They can I have seen fractured legs and things like that with leg rings. Obviously, it is a form of ID for breeder purposes and things like that. But anything like a macaw, if it was to hence escape or be brought into say a vet practice or the RSPCA or anything, they would automatically scan for a microchip just to make sure. Obviously, that if they are, then all those details that you give us, as long as they stay up to date and you don't move or change numbers or anything like that, then they'll be able to contact you straight away and let you know that they've got your bird. Yeah. So you'd have to get onto the database, and you'll get a copy of the form that you fill out anyway. But you'd have to get on the database and just get a change of ownership form, and the new owner would have to pay. I think it was $15, $18 or something to change the owner, the details over into their name. The number would still stay the same. It doesn't get changed within the bird or anything like that. It's just the details on the form that would get changed. Excellent. So, yep. Yeah, so we. Yep. Yeah, no, definitely we'll need to book in because we would need the time available for the vet to be able to do that procedure for you. And yeah, if you book in for a health check with a microchip, are you looking at doing any blood testing or anything like that? You said that you're already doing DNA sexing, aren't you? So if we book in for the health check with the view of doing a microchip, we'll book out enough time for how many birds are you bringing in, and we would do that in the morning, just because we want them to be their crops to be as empty as possible. So if we just withhold giving any fruit or veggies, and if they're on weaned on the pellets or whatever they're weaned onto, just withhold that for about an hour prior to coming in, just so their crops are nice and empty, for preempting the anaesthetic to have the microchip implanted. Yeah. Whereabouts would you be coming from? How far do you have to come? Okay, so you're very close. So we'd get you to withhold any, definitely no fruit or veggies in the morning, and withhold probably for an hour and a half food prior to coming in, just so that they've got a very empty crop. And we'd try to book in an appointment, say, first thing at 9 o'clock, so less stress for them, and then they can. You can definitely bring food along with you to offer on recovery, so their favorite fruits or whatever. And the procedure itself is relatively quick. You're talking like 15 minutes from anaesthetizing to doing the implant and then recovery. But we would let them go home once they're fully standing and alert. Do you leave them here or do you go? Is that what you're going to ask? To travel, So the anaesthetic itself, they breathe it in, and then the anaesthetic's turned off, and they breathe in oxygen, and then they breathe off basically, and they recover very quickly. So I wouldn't be going on long trips the day of, or potentially the day after, just to make sure that they've fully recovered. But then after that, they should be perfectly fine. Like, we won't send them home until they're standing up, alert, and eating. Yeah, certainly. I've just got another call on hold, so if you don't mind, I'll just pop you back on hold, take that call, and then I'll come back to book them in, if that's okay. Thank you.
Calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it.
All right, sorry about that. And let me just, so did we make a file or anything for you when you phoned up previously? Or have you been to us here before with other patients? No? Okay, let me just do that then. Okay. And what was your first name? And your surname, Timothy? There we go. And your email address? Yep. Yep. Excellent. And is this the best contact number for you, the one that you're calling on now? Yeah, sure. No, we can definitely organise that as well. And what's your address there, Timothy? Yep. Excellent. Now, put all the patients in that we'll be seeing. Do they have names, like the McCaws? Yep, what's the first macaw's name? And Polly has been sexed as a female, or you're still in waiting to get that back? Still in waiting, okay. And how old is she? Or date of birth or hatch date? Sorry, I said, or I can have a hatch date. I can pop that in if you know that. All right. September, did you say? And are we a blue and gold or? Excellent. And the name of the next one? No, same date, a hatch date. And same blue and gold, I'm showing you, same hatch date. There we go. And the third one? Same hatch date? Ouch. Later, okay. I'll put the 15th of September. That doesn't. There we go. Blue and gold. Okay, a bit younger. Yep, sure. So blue and gold. Do they all come from the same breeder, or? Yep. Okay. Excellent. And the little green cheek that you've got. A male, do we know, or are you sexing as well? Okay. And how old is Mario? Yeah, that's okay. 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 Excellent, there we go. And are we a normal green cheek? Are we a mutation pineapple or a that's the colour, sun cheek? Wow, okay. There's all these mutations now. I'm still learning them all. There we go. Yeah. Certainly. Now, is there a specific day that you're looking at? Okay. Alrighty. Let me have a look here. Now I could do the 5th of December. It would be at a 9:40 appointment, but that should still be fine. And I can. Were you wanting to do the green cheek at the same time checkup, or were you wanting to do that at a separate time? Okay. Like providing. Are you wanting a microchip done on the green cheek as well, or? No, that's fine. Health check should be fine with that one there. We don't need to do any anesthetics or anything for that one. But obviously with the macaws, now they are fully weaned. Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, no, definitely. So yeah, just make sure that they have no fruit or veggies in the morning. And yeah, about an hour prior to coming in, just take away any pellets or whatever you've converted them onto. And then yeah, I'll pop them down as a health check with potential of a microchip as well. If you get obviously the sexing results back through, who did you go through? No, that's okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yep. Animedics or something. Yeah. Animedics. Yep. Excellent. All right. So I'll pop you in for three health checks with microchip and also the green cheek conure for a health check as well. I will send you just a questionnaire. Just fill that out. Just the one questionnaire for all of them. Just give us a better idea of. Just some overview of themselves. Yeah, just email that back to us prior to your appointment. But I've got you booked in for next Friday the 5th at 9:40. Excellent. Yeah, because we'll pop it on their microchip form so that they've got, because they require a sex even though we're still in process of getting one. They do require a sex on there. So if we've got it back before then, that's great. If you don't, then you might just have to log on once they're all registered to update their microchip details. Not that they're going to know male or female if someone else catches them or anything like that, but yeah, just for their forms, they require it. Excellent. Okay, not a problem. We look forward to seeing you. 9:40 on next Friday. Okay, thank you. See you then. Bye.